Hey, all you green divas and green dudes. Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Yep, you just got me today, Green Diva Meg, so I won't stay on long. I just want to let you know what's coming up on the show, because we have a really great show packed with great information, and it's fun. You know, we're fun. Green Diva Lynn's out in Detroit right now, checking out the latest Ford sustainability initiatives, green car technology. She's having a good time. So, first let me mention our fabulous sponsors, because we appreciate them and we know you do too. BuyGreen.com, trusted source for green products for home, office, better for you and better for the planet. They have a great rating system that you can understand and trust, so please check out BuyGreen.com. Smarty Marty's Rent-A-Rec, don't let the name fool you. I'm serious, I've driven his cars, I've worked with his staff. The cars are gently used, you'd never know it. And he also rents trucks. Several locations here in northern New Jersey, but there are Rent-A-Wrecks everywhere. So please go to thegreendivas.com. And in the banner on the sidebar, you'll see Smarty Marty's Rent-A-Wreck. Click on that and find one near you. So this is our fun lineup today. We got a chance to catch up with Rochelle Carson Begley, who is a beautiful actress and green and healthy living advocate, and of course, the wife of our friend Ed Begley. They have some new stuff going on, television series, and of course, they're in the middle of building a really cool greenhouse. So we get to talk to her, and she's got so much great information, and we just love watching Rochelle and Ed and their beautiful daughter Hayden. They're fun to watch, and they teach us a lot. It's a great conversation. I hope you'll stay tuned for that. We have a great DIY segment, Green Diva's DIY with Green Diva Kate. Thank you, Kate, because I need it. DIY non-toxic bug repellent that works. Do it, people. Special Green Dude segment with Aaron Abelman, who's a creator, he's a writer, he's a performer, but he's written this fabulous story called Pacha's Pajamas, which is being turned into a musical for children. And I don't want to try to describe too much of it, but he's got some really cool stuff that's coming up, some flash mobs for young people around the globe. I think you're going to want to listen to this and get involved. So stay tuned for that. The Green Diva's Green Thumb gardening segment. We have Joey and Holly from Wisconsin talking about farmers markets. And we love talking about farmers markets, so please tune in for that. And Green Diva Beth Greer talking about water at home and why we should ditch the plastic water bottles if you are under a rock and you don't know that they're really horrible for the environment. And I know it's hard sometimes to let go of some of our habits, but there's some great reasons. But she also talks about water in the home and ways to avoid and minimize our exposure to toxins that could be in the water. It's a great segment. It's all good, people. It's all good. So please stay tuned and enjoy the show. Wait, don't throw that away. Green Divas love to repurpose, upcycle, and reclaim, and keep lots of useful items from going to the landfill. Give it a new life, or just get creative with easy peasy Green Diva DIY projects. So what's the buzz, Kate Bartolotta? How are you?
I'm good. We're going to talk a little bit about buzz, keeping the bugs buzzing somewhere else instead of on us today.
Yeah, I'm still trying to make peace with the insect world. I'm like, okay, dude, I'm okay if you exist. Just don't exist on my body biting me.
Not near me.
Right.
Exactly.
So tell us what you have in store for us for natural bug repellent, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, one of the things that, I had an incident earlier this year when my kids brought lice home.
Oh, goody.
And that was just, I don't gross out super easily, but that was just awful.
Yeah.
And so immediately I started looking into, okay, what can we do that isn't going to be this super toxic thing to both get rid of it, but then also, how do we keep these things from reattaching?
Right.
And one of the oils that I found most helpful at that point and in researching it further, it's a great, non-toxic to keep many different kinds of bugs off of us. A combination of peppermint essential oil and lavender essential oil.
Really, that seems so low stress, right?
Yes, exactly. They're inexpensive oils. They're easy to find. They're skin safe if they're diluted. Peppermint oil can be a little bit, you definitely want to keep it away from your eyes and anywhere sensitive.
Right.
It can sting a little bit. But those two diluted will keep away the bulk of, you know, they help with ticks. They help keep lice away. Lots of these little crawly, annoying things.
Well, and so would you incorporate it into your hair or your shampoo for?
A few different things. As far as keeping away lice and that type of thing, it's great to add a few drops of each to your whatever shampoo products you're using.
Interesting.
I also made, just with some water, a really basic spray to spray down the hair, you know, before the kids head out to school.
Yeah.
As far as some of the biting and stinging bugs, you know, another great one to add to that blend is citronella.
Right.
You can get just a plain citronella oil and add that diluted, you know, to add it to whatever lotion you're using if you have a sunscreen. I have a recipe I'll be adding to our blog post just using coconut oil.
Oh.
Half a cup of coconut oil and a few drops of each of these oils, and then that adds a little bit of a sunscreen to it naturally as well.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah. So it's like your own little... You do have to be cautious. You know, citrus-based oils can sensitize the skin a little bit in the sun. So if you're going to use citronella oil, you know, in a blend like that on your skin and being in the sun, it's definitely good to take whatever normal precautions, you know, whether it's some of the non-toxic sunblocks or hats, things like that.
Right, right. Gotcha. Now, what about cedar oil? Someone had told me they thought they recommended cedar oil for ticks.
Cedar oil, I've also read, can be great for fleas and moths. You know, we use, you think about like the cedar trunks and the cedar blocks you can put in your closet.
Yeah.
The thing that I find nice about this particular blend, you know, there are some other oils. Rose geranium is another great one. These three are easy to find and inexpensive, which and pretty pleasant.
Right.
For anyone who wants to be using them on kids, you know, I've had tried a number of commercially made and even some locally made.
Right. Natural.
Essential oil-based natural, right, natural. And I think Burt's Bees has one, which they're kind of, I feel like, greenwashed sort of natural at this point. Exactly. But that, you know, these three together are pretty inoffensive to the human nose blend. You know, we want something that's going to keep the bugs away, but not, you know, keep people away.
Right, where you're standing there by yourself and you're like, well, what's wrong?
Exactly. This is my garlic spray that will keep everyone away. So this is, you know, lavender oil, even an organic lavender oil is usually not super expensive. Peppermint oil tends to be pretty inexpensive as well.
Okay.
And the citronella oil, you know, it's a harder one to find organic sometimes, but at most health food stores or Whole Foods, you can get a citronella oil. Each of these you can get for usually less than $10 a piece.
Yeah.
And when we're talking only using probably 5 drops of each in a blend that'll last you a while, like most of the summer, it's a, you know, pretty inexpensive investment to be able to keep the.
So I'm going
to
ask real quick and then we'll have to sign off. But like if you're making it with the coconut oil so you can, you know, slather it on, do you melt down the coconut oil a little bit?
Yes.
And
now,
then,
this time of year, at room temperature, as things are warming up, you might not have to soften it. But that's what I recommend is taking, you know, I've reused some different little tins that
for like lip stuff or whatever.
Just a little tin where you can pour the coconut oil in, add the few drops and mix it, and then stick it in the fridge for a few minutes just to help it solidify. And then you have like a nice little balm where you can scoop a little bit out and put it on your skin.
And this is good for ticks as well.
Yes. The citronella especially is great to help keep it away.
Those darn ticks, man. We got it pretty bad down. Well, you're in Connecticut, but yeah.
Yes. They're here too. Yeah.
We've got them pretty bad down here in New Jersey. Well, this is great. I'm really looking forward to trying this, and I'll let you know how I do.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks again, Kate. And I can't wait to talk to you again
soon. Thanks for having me, Meg. Take
care. Bye.
To get an easy-to-follow tutorial on how to do this fun Green Diva DIY project and many others, go to thegreendivas.com. That's thegreendivas.com. And remember, buy less, make more, and buy local whenever possible.
Greetings, everyone. This is David Avocado Wolf, nutritionist, author, and chocolatier. And you're listening to The Green Divas. Listen close, tune in, and have the best day ever.
Looking for low-stress ways to create a healthier, non-toxic environment in your home? The Green Divas make it fun and easy with useful information for making a beautiful and eco-friendly Green Diva home.
Yay, we have Beth Greer, supernatural mom, author of Supernatural Home. Hi, Beth.
Hi there.
We are talking about water at home today. So tell us what are we going to talk about water at home?
Okay, well, I was at a conference recently and I met this really cool scientist who's a water researcher. And he told me that more than 99% of our body's molecules are water molecules. And so that really surprised me.
Wow.
And then he said, yeah. And then he said, ignoring the kind of water you drink is as illogical as ignoring the kind of food you eat.
Right.
And it's like, right. I just, yeah, of course. And so I write about water in my book, Supernatural Home. And I just wanted to share, because I always get asked the same questions. What's better, bottled water or tap water?
Right.
So I want to talk about those two things. So, okay, let's start with tap. So the Associated Press did a study of our drinking water across the nation, and this is upsetting to me, but it is contaminated with prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs in significant quantities, they said.
Yeah,
it's
just astonishing and kind of upsetting, actually.
I know. So things like antibiotics and pain medications and antidepressants, sex hormones, sleeping pills, right? I mean, really. So that's number one. Plus, there's heavy metals. They found a lot of heavy metals in there, mercury, lead. So, yeah.
Wait a minute. These are. Does the FDA have any, or who is it that would have standards? EPA, FDA. Who has standards for water?
EPA has standards over tap, and FDA has standards over bottles.
Okay, so the EPA says it's okay for us to get all these kind of gratuitous pharmaceuticals and heavy metals?
Well, what they're saying is that they really don't have any control over it. It's so vast, and they don't know how to really control it.
Oh.
You know, that's the thing.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Gotcha.
So there's no way to kind of monitor it. And so with bottles, a Natural Resources Defense Council, they did a study of bottled water. They studied over 1,000 bottles of different water brands, and they found that a lot of these brands contain dangerous chemicals and bacteria and even arsenic.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So if you think you're, you know, it's just because it says on the label, you know, pure, clean, whatever, it may not be true, and that's very disturbing. So, for example, like 25 to 30% of the bottled water comes from the city tap.
Right, right.
And sometimes it's treated and sometimes it's not. So what you need to do is check the bottle label or the cap, and if it says, quote, like if it's from a municipal water source or from a community water source, then you know that means it's from tap water.
Right, right, right.
So I'm hoping that if it says spring water, natural spring water, it's from a natural spring.
Yeah.
But the other thing I want to say about bottled water is that, you know, the water bottles are bad for the environment.
Like, oh, they're horrible.
Right?
Yeah, so we've done whole segments, and I've been on television talking about the impact of that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so 8 out of 10 bottles end up in landfill, basically. So
yeah.
I'm sure it contributes to global warming. And then, of course, there's the whole thing in the Pacific gyre with the tiny bits of plastic that fish and birds are eating. So that's kind of become a nightmare.
Yeah.
And another thing people should know about bottled water is that the longer like a plastic water bottle sits on a shelf, whether it's in your grocery store or even in your refrigerator, there's a higher risk that you'll consume this chemical called antimony. And antimony is a potential carcinogen.
Never heard of that one. I've heard of BPA, and there's something that they've replaced BPA with. Never heard of this one.
All right. Okay, so the thing that they replaced BPA with is BPS, and so you need to know that has not been tested. And so it's a little bit of bait and switch. You know, they're saying,
right,
oh, it's BPA free, and then they're putting BPS in, and scientists are thinking that it's, you know, it's just as bad. So what I recommend is getting a water filter.
Yeah.
And filtering your home water and then filling up with glass or glass or metal water bottles.
Yeah.
Now, I do in-home visits, and I have to say, I can't tell you how many times I test people's water, and I can't tell you how many times the tap water is actually cleaner than the filtered water, because guess what? They forget to change their filter.
Right.
So crazy. So really, if you get the water filter, remember to change your filter, leave notes for yourself, because bacteria can you know, build up on these filters, and, you know, it's not good, and it's not definitely not better than your tap water.
Yeah, that's an excellent reminder. We don't have those kind of sort of countertop or filtered. We have a major house system in the basement, and once a year we change the filters down there. But and we're good about that.
Yeah. Right. And so there's one other chemical that I discovered that was kind of disturbing in our tap water. And it's actually a chemical used in pesticides and weed killers called dichloroethanol.
Ooh.
And it's the same chemical used to chlorinate drinking water.
Right.
So,
and we don't want
that.
So
that's why you don't want that. That is why it's really important to get yourself a good filter. And I don't really love the Brita filters. I don't think that they do the best job. You know, it'd be good to get a filter under your sink. And I list a whole bunch of them in my book. And
oh, good.
So, or people can go to my website, supernaturalmom.com.
Excellent. And thank you so much. And I know that there'll be a post to go along with this, and your posts are so great and thorough, and we're so, so glad to have you on board. Thanks so much, Beth.
Great. Thank you, Megan.
Find out more about this Green Divas at Home segment and lots of other great low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green at thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com.
Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Yay! We have today Aaron Abelman, who is the author of Pacha's Pajamas, and he's a creative director of Balance Entertainment. Did I get that right, Aaron?
Balance Edutainment.
Edutainment, and you even told me that. I just didn't sink in. We're getting
there.
It's okay. We're getting there. But he is doing some wonderful work helping especially to reach out to kids in a really fun way, in a really engaging way. And it actually reached me, so I'm kind of feeling good about that. So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to with Pacha's Pajamas and all of it.
Yeah, well, I co-founded our company with my partner, business partner Dave Room, over 3 years ago, and after having worked with youth all over the world, I've been very, very lucky and blessed to be an artist who has also had a real sincere concern for environmental and social justice education, and have found that the arts and entertainment provide a critical bridge to be able to touch different communities around the world. So over the years, I had been using storytelling and music and dance and even soccer, believe it or not,
the sport of football,
you know, in a variety of different ways, whatever sort of creative platforms might engage young people in finding their gifts and recognizing their own inner power, the hero within. And over the course of time, had developed a story called Pacha's Pajamas, which is essentially about a little girl who takes a hero's journey through life every night as she falls asleep. She goes
that.
On these magical dream adventures in her pajamas, and the characters on her PJs come alive. And the first story in the Dream Adventure series is where all the plants and animals of the world throw this huge, gigantic festival, this concert in the jungle, essentially to save the planet from imminent destruction. And Pacha is disguised as a gorilla and travels into this "We Are the World" for nature, and the Beatles are an insect band, and the, you know, Fox News is broadcasting, but they're real foxes, and it's this incredible kind of World Cup, you could say, for nature, and it's really been a great tool to talk about some of the primary issues of our day, including, you know, biodiversity and climate change and food and water, but doing that through entertainment has really presented a great strategy for us to reach young people and families.
Well,
our company mission is really that we specialize in childhood entertainment products and programs and experiences that children love and parents can feel good about.
Right. It really is great. I was reading up on Dave also, your producer, partner, business partner guy, and some of this is sort of inspired by his daughter, correct?
Well, when we came together, he had a very sincere shift when he had his daughter, like most parents. It made a lot of sense for him because he recognized that he was never involved with children's entertainment or education as much as I had been, but there was a mutual recognition that in order for us to be able to raise awareness around some of the advocacy work that primarily he had been doing through the nonprofit sector, and also as an entrepreneur in the for-profit world, that in order to reach mainstream people, we need to be able to meet them where they're at, which
yep.
is on screen 7 to 13 hours a day. It's a world where kids are finding most of their information on YouTube. Yep. And if we don't, if we don't address that and meet them there, then, we're kind of leaving this next generation
out of the loop, right? Yeah, you gotta reach them there to get them outside to play.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I was just going to say, first of all, there's a very cute little video of you back when you were talking about even using soccer. You did a video playing the flute and, like, kicking a soccer ball at the same time. That was very impressive. And it was what, flute ball or flocker?
Right. We put out a lot of video content more and more these days. It's a great tool.
Well,
obviously it's the number one tool.
I just want to validate for everybody that you are indeed extremely talented, because there is, and I'm a flautist myself, actually.
I'm actually beatboxing with the flute while juggling a soccer ball.
It's hilarious.
That's the official subtitle to the video.
I love it. So you also you've attracted the talent of some really amazing people. Cheech Marin, who's a lot of fun, I know, is one of the voices, right?
Yeah, there's been an incredible celebrity presence around Pacha's Pajamas, even from an independent studio, which we are. We've had some great relationships and networks, but also have had a very compelling message that seems to be unique in the entertainment industry today. And I think that's what's attracted a lot of A-list talent.
Yeah, and
I recognize
Majora Carter's name. We interviewed her. We were one of her early interviews back in 2006, I think, we interviewed her.
Oh, she's amazing. Yeah, Majora is one of my heroes. And we've really been very intentional about drawing on a lot of social and environmental luminaries as well, best-selling authors, and just a range of, you know, Bill McKibben to Reverend Michael Beckwith to we also have a whole roster of about 40 kids, all of whom have their own blossoming careers, and hopefully now, this project can be a platform for them.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. And I saw Joan Baez's name in there somewhere. What's that? Where's she come in?
Joan, actually, that was part of my personal bio. I had the honor of performing behind her at the Harmony Festival with the Social Prophet Choir.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was very special. You know, my vision, my vision of entertainment as a way to bring together people is just, it's been manifesting in my life, and has brought me to working with and collaborating with some of my heroes.
Yeah, that I know that feeling, because that's starting to happen with me when I get to talk to folks like you.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm honored to be here with you.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, but I know that feeling, because really we do. We, you know, doing what I do, I'm humbled by the people that I get to work with and the things I get to learn. And so I know that feeling. So tell us more about how people can find out or see Pacha's Pajamas.
Well, one of the most exciting things that we're up to at the moment is we're actually launching a global youth initiative called We Are All Connected.
All right.
And this is inviting the world to proclaim our connectedness, our interdependence, by singing and dancing. Initially, you know, there's so many different, there's kind of a menu of different ways that youth groups and teams, camps can participate. But one of the ways that we're inviting people to join this movement is by singing and dancing in flash mobs.
Uh-huh.
So there's a really simple choreography to learn, which we have a brilliant instructional video, which essentially you learn the dance and learn it in unison with your group, and you go out to some public place, or it could be into nature, wherever you feel inspired, and you perform this dance to a video. So it's a video dance, a dance video that essentially you will be uploading with your group for our launch, which is on July 4th, Independence Day. We're launching an interdependence campaign. So as soon as the July 4th holiday hits, you know, we hope to have just this onslaught of amazing youth videos being uploaded proclaiming our connectedness, our interdependence. It's a particularly timely and important message that when we remember that we are all connected, we respect one another, be you stranger or family member. We respect nature and the biosphere, and know that all of our actions ripple out like a giant game of dominoes, so to speak.
Right.
So we're inviting groups of all shapes and sizes to join us, and we want to reach over a million people with this launch, both through our launch video, which is an incredible video of youth groups that have already done this dance video that I'm speaking of.
And it's so darn catchy, and it makes me want to jump up. It's the Global Dance Party video, right?
Exactly, yeah. So we're calling it a Global Dance Party, and we've already got kids groups, youth groups from Mexico, Colombia, South Africa, Togo, India, the United States, and we're talking to groups in Pakistan. We also have France. So every continent is represented.
Wow.
And we're really excited about this vision of, you know, global oneness, that we can hold that in our consciousness, even just through simple ways like singing and dancing. You know, in Africa there's an old proverb that says, if you could talk, you could sing, and if you can walk, you can dance. So you know, even kids that are you know, sports athletes, like we have this incredible soccer team, youth soccer group that's gonna do it, and you know, that they don't call themselves dancers at all, but they're doing it. And, so we're excited that this can ripple out in a number of ways, and it'll actually be July 4th will launch a year long effort to invite different groups to really proclaim their connectedness through random acts of kindness and connection. So the flash mobs are just one way that you can do so. And we're thrilled. So the important message is to learn the dance, do it to video, and then upload it to YouTube with the hashtag We Are All Connected.
Okay. Can adults do it too?
Absolutely. Kids of all ages.
Well, you know, it's a universal message, and it is a way of, and I think it is vitally important for this world, if we're all going to survive, that we all get connected and understand that what's happening in China or in remote parts of Africa make a difference to everybody, and they should. We should all understand. So this is just, and so getting kids into this mindset now. Because we certainly weren't. I don't believe these kinds of things were going on when we were kids. Call me crazy, but, you know, we had like UN Day in eighth grade. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, this youngest generation is really empowered and inspired and more, you know, more informed than any generation, arguably, that we've seen, just in terms of the level of engagement and outreach that goes on. It's actually an exciting point to make, and that is that Pacha from the story Pacha's Pajamas, really, she's what we hope will be iconic as a new archetype that's emerging of youth leaders,
young
people that have had a dream, that are bringing that dream to life, that are bringing that to their waking world. And, you know, we're seeing it. You know, a lot of the young people we work with have started organizations by the time they're 10, and, you know, they're seeing 40 million YouTube views by the time they're 14.
It's amazing.
So it's, you know, the level of the potential is huge.
Well, I thank you for helping to create a platform and continuing to inspire kids and reaching out to them and getting them involved and engaging them in this new wave of global connectedness, which I think is vital to our sustainability for the future. So thank you so much, Aaron. And I'm looking forward to watching the progress and talking to you again soon. And maybe we'll even make our own little Green Diva video for you.
Yay. That would be great. I'm looking forward to that.
Nothing sillier than Green Divas dancing to the Global Dance Party. All right, Aaron, we'll keep in touch. And everybody should go to what website should they go to check everything?
Check out weareallconnected.us.
Okay, weareallconnected.us, and we'll post that as well. Thank you so much, Aaron. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. All right.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
Shopping should be fun, not frightening. That's why True Goods offers a consciously curated selection of non-toxic goods. Find a variety of healthy and natural products for house and home, the kids, and even those furry family members. Also check out the True Goods blog, The Goods, for engaging articles and useful resources. True Goods makes choosing a healthier, safer, cleaner lifestyle easy. Tell truth, shop good at truegoods.com. Wishing you had a green thumb or want to learn more about sustainable gardening outdoors and in? Expert Green Divas and Dude Gardeners share tips for everything from composting to growing herbs in your kitchen. Listen to the Green Divas Green Thumb for low-stress gardening tips.
This is Gardening in 2 Minutes.
When it comes to growing your own vegetables, we may not all be successful at everything we put in the ground. But what do we do if there's things that we want to eat or can that we just weren't successful at growing?
You can go to your local farmers markets. This way you're still getting fresh produce from your area or within your region, and you can support your local businesses.
Now, how can one find whether or not they have a farmers market and where that farmers market may be held?
The easiest way generally to find a farmers market is to go to a website which is localharvest.org. localharvest.org, and you put in your zip code. You can also find other things there, but you can definitely find farmers markets, or sometimes farmers markets are put on by your community, so you can contact your local city hall or town hall.
For most people, a farmers market would consist of vegetables. Is that the case, or is there other items that can be purchased?
There's always other items. Sometimes there's pre-made food, hot food, cold food. You can also usually find stuff like honey, fruits, flowers, pastries, things like that.
Now, whenever you go to a farmer's market, there's different forms of payments that they will accept, or is it just strictly cash?
It's generally just cash. Some farmer's markets, if they are selling different things besides the food, then they will have, a lot of those vendors will have a credit card type system. However, if you do have an EBT or a SNAP card or food stamp card, whatever you want to call it, generally, farmers markets will accept those. You can't just hand it to the farmer themselves. You'll have to go to the farmers market information table, and they'll take care of it that way.
Now, there are multiple different things that the farmer could be selling, and if you're not familiar with those, you can definitely talk to the farmer and ask, one, how and what practices they use to grow those particular vegetables, fruits, or other items, and how to prepare them.
Right. The farmers are very informative. They're glad to help you out. I would suggest, however, going, you know, maybe when it's not as busy, if you can, if you need a lot of information. If you just need a quick tip, then it's okay.
For more information about farmers markets, our weekly video production, as well as our free downloadable digital quarterly magazine, you can find all that information at
thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.
For Gardening in 2 Minutes, I'm Joy Baird.
And I'm Holly Baird.
Inspired to grow more organic stuff? We are. To learn more about this Green Divas Green Thumb episode and all kinds of other great green information, visit thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com.
The Green Divas get to talk to so many inspiring people, who each in their own way is helping us find a deeper shade of green. Here's just one of them. Enjoy.
Well, it's fun. We get a chance today to catch up with Rochelle Carson Begley, who is a beautiful actress, environmental activist, and, of course, wife of our friend Ed Begley. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Great. Well, great. I'm so excited to see that you all are, well, progressing on your home, from what I can tell, right?
Yes, it's been a while, yes.
But now you're showing us through your new show on Bite Size TV, Our Greenhouse.
Right.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Now, are there episodes up now? I was looking through before, and I wasn't sure if I could find
it. Well, yeah, they're redoing their main page, so you have to put in the title to find it.
All right.
But eventually, it will, hopefully, soon, it'll be on the main page, so you can just click on it. Yes, there are about, I'm looking at it right now, there's like 6 or 7 episodes.
Yeah, I had really enjoyed watching some earlier. You know, I talked to Ed just before Earth Day.
Oh, great!
When you guys were sort of announcing all this stuff, mm-hmm. and there was all this fun, and I just love watching you guys. And
thanks.
Not only is it informative, but it really is fun. And I just love seeing your daughter and her enthusiasm, and how you're sharing that with her, and she's, you know, grown up in it naturally.
She has. I guess we're sharing that you can raise a child in this and they'll be sort of well-adjusted. And she has a sense of humor, which
is
what you need if you're going to, one, live with Ed, and two, you know, be an environmentalist in this day and age when it's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
No,
I
it's still not. And it really...
No.
Now, tell me how far you have gotten with your house. I'm just curious.
We are just about to do our electrical, which, as you might know, is the most, with an environmental house, electrical's everything.
Right.
And we have, because we have a fully solar house and we have these new state-of-the-art kind of systems going in, like Lutron, which is a whole computerized system for the whole house, saving energy, turning things on. Ed knows a lot about the real ins and outs of all this stuff does. I just take care of the decor. It better look good.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But no, truthfully, it is, you know, state of the art. Anything that could save you money in electricity, we will have in.
Now, here's a question, because I know people always ask me about this kind of stuff. Well, doesn't it cost more? And does it cost more initially to install this kind of system?
When you're sort of playing around with this sort of high-tech stuff, yes, Lutron systems maybe cost you more in the short term,
right,
for sure.
Right.
But in the long term, because what's happening, we are in a drought in California.
Oh, yeah.
Electrical bills, you know, electricity is soaring. We only have a finite resource, you know. And so in the long run, it will ultimately save you money. And it has saved us money. I mean, certainly when we put our solar on, that was one step. But when you go, you know, Ed likes to talk about how the best way is just insulate your house the best you can. Get
right.
the best insulation possible, the best doors and windows. And then you talk about solar. And then you come in and do all the, you know, a thermostat, you know, put in a... whatever you call those things, you know, thermostats, are they?
Right.
There's a word for it. Ed has this all, he just rattles this stuff off. But yes, it will save you money in the long run. Yes, in the short term, when you're starting to build,
it's a little
it will
bit more
be
of an investment.
And you know what? I mean, the truth is, anything is more, the more people that do it, the prices have come down. Certainly we've seen that with solar and all these other things that are out on the market.
I have no question that if I were building a house from the ground up, from scratch at this point, I would do all of these things and sacrifice in other areas if I had to, because I do think in the long run it's absolutely worth it, not only for our pocketbooks in the long run, because, you know, even if it doesn't make sense in the math today, you know, in a year or 5 years, you might be really glad that you've done this. I have the same argument with people about electric cars and plug-ins. Like, well, you know, the math, it just isn't really a good investment. I'm like, okay, first of all, let's talk about, you know, you're investing not only for your own pocketbook, but for the earth. You know, come on.
I mean, it's shocking. It's actually shocking. I mean, we just got some new data, which you might have already heard, you know, about from NASA recently about Antarctica.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, I mean, they've already said we've just gone past the point of no return with the rise of sea level.
Yeah.
What is it going to take for people to take personal responsibility for this? You know, I know, and I guess because they don't have the water, you know, they don't have, you know, oceanfront property, it's not their concern. But
well,
do they like to go to Manhattan or Miami or any of these other places that will be underwater eventually?
Have you been watching that Years of Living Dangerously series?
Yes.
And it's so beautiful and powerful and well put together, but it is a little terrifying.
Yes. Well, it should be. Yeah. We need to wake up.
Yeah, we do.
We should. We need, you know, the days of sort of, oh, isn't it great to change your light bulbs? And it would be nice if you recycled or over.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, right. I mean, they're over to the degree that's not the conversation we want to have anymore. We really want to go, okay, our storms are, the fires are happening earlier in California. We're having massive fires in San Diego.
Yeah. I know my family in Carlsbad.
Oh, no.
And they were one block away. away, and they were almost evacuated. As far as I know, they're okay now.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's terrifying. And we're in New Jersey. And I'm about 30 miles at least inland.
Oh, wow.
And we had two cars destroyed and totaled because of Sandy.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I mean, the devastation. We had no electricity for a week. I mean, we were devastated. And that's how far inland we are. Now, it wasn't the same storm, what do they call it? Storm surge flooding. It was just massive, massive wind and rain and, you know. A lot of problems.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm in that kind of mood right now to not just go, well, it would be nice, and I know it's a little harder, but you know what?
Yeah, no,
change
do
is
it.
Hard, but grow up.
I like it. I really like it because I do think, you know, the Green Divas, and we're all about low stress and, you know, having fun about it, but, you know, but we have to do it. You can have fun doing it, but you have to do it now, people. And I'm with you on this.
Not everyone is going to get to build a home in their lifetime. I get that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is it more stressful because we're implementing a lot of new technology and, you know, no one's done this before and all of that. And being pioneers is always a little more difficult.
Yeah.
But, you know, but we're willing to do it. So,
well, but what
you're
doing is showing us how it can be done. And you're leaving a blueprint and setting a standard and making it easy for people. Because both you and Ed have a great way of explaining how things are, you know, can be done and showing all of the challenges, by the way, that you walk through it. And, you know,
learn from our mistakes. I mean, certainly, but, you know.
Well, you're very human and accessible in that way. And I think, you know.
We make plenty.
Well, you know, I mean, people, we had this discussion yesterday, how to convey a message. And I really believe that sharing your personal experience is the best way people hear a message rather than standing up on a lectern and you know, giving someone a speech
It's indisputable. Your experience is your experience. It may not be, they may not want to hear it, but that's, you know, it's like, and opinions are easy, but tell me what you've done. I want to know your experience.
Yeah, no,
don't give me your ideas.
I'm inclined to listen to somebody who's saying, well, you know, we did this, and this is how, and this is what happened, and this is the mistakes, and the ha-ha-ha, you know, whatever.
Right.
I'm going to listen to you before I listen to some how-to video lecturing me about.
Well, you know. I certainly hope people do tune into this, because I do think there's it's entertaining, and if nothing less, but there's some information to be had, and I want to encourage this kind of programming that we're talking about things that really impact people's lives on a daily basis.
I'm constantly shocked how much, and you guys do it very well, how much information you can pack into a fun show.
Right.
Like the Green Divas, you know, like we have a lot of fun and people find us interesting, but we pack an amazing amount of information in a 1 hour show or a 15 minute interview for that matter. And
it's infotainment, and it's what I'm interested in at this point in my life. Maybe I'm older.
People.
I don't know. Maybe it's just we're at a crisis point. Maybe it's, you know. I don't want to escape anymore with silly, you know, and there's nothing wrong with the Kardashians. They're perfectly lovely family, but they're not in the real world. They're not in my world. Let's put it that way.
No.
They're not in the, I don't live that way. And I, it's fun when we were in dire states financially as a country to sort of escape into that. But now we're coming out and now things are getting a little more stable. And let's get busy.
Get busy, PayPal.
Get busy. Start taking responsibility for what you can change.
Yes, exactly. And I had a question and it kind of like disintegrated in my mind. And
when I mentioned the Kardashians.
It did. It just went like, yeah, like brain dead.
There's nothing. Let me tell you this. I know Chris, and she's a lovely lady, and there's nothing wrong with the Kardashians. As a matter of fact, it's quite entertaining. I've found myself sucked into it. I mean, it's interesting to see people's life. That's interesting. People's lives are interesting, and certainly they lead interesting lives.
Well, I think you guys are more interesting. Call me crazy and biased, but I do, and I would love, I would love to see more people like us, and maybe the Green Divas, whatever.
Exactly.
You know, doing this, because it's not easy or simple. I mean, if someone comes into my kitchen now with a camera, they're going to see that I do have paper towels. Now, I do have a lot of cloth, you know, whatever, and I even have cloth paper towels, but I still have paper towels. They're recycled, of course. You know, because
it's the real world.
But
yes.
There's certain times when, you know, you just really need a paper towel.
Yes.
And that's
absolutely
real, and I think people do appreciate that, and that's what I see with you guys, that it's real. Now, you do realize that your husband invited me to come visit you guys and see the new place when I'm out in California in July. So
that's wonderful. When are you coming? Where in July?
I think in the last week in July. I'll give you all the details, but I just wanted to say that on the air that I'm crashing in and saying
great,
hello.
Come and see our house.
I really
hopefully
want.
There'll be more done than there is right now.
So when you're doing electric, I'm trying to imagine this. You probably don't have sheetrock up yet?
We have some sheet, exterior, not obviously the interior.
All right. Well, because I'm just trying to imagine. I'm sure a lot will be done by the end of July. You've got
God from your mouth to God's ears.
You're getting there. Now, do you have to have like the, I don't know how it works out there, but have the inspectors come out every stage? So you'll have to have the electrical inspection.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sign off on everything. Yep.
Now, where you guys are you experiencing any of the fires in your area?
Not here, not the immediate area, which terrifies me because it's so we so easily could. I mean, it's so dry here. Yeah. And we've been with so little water. We are definitely in a severe drought.
Well, it just freaks me out because you know, we're getting rain we're saturated here. Why can't we share?
I know.
Forget the Keystone
pipeline. That's a misnomer about global warming, you know. The climate is climate change, folks. It's not global global warming. Yes, it's heating up.
Yes.
But it's the change, the severity.
Yes.
It's we're going to have to deal with.
We're dealing with extremes, and I'm like, okay, so forget the Keystone. Here's my fantasy. Forget the Keystone pipeline. Let's get a pipeline from, you know, the Northeast down to Texas and out to California with water.
Yeah, that would be that's useful. Yes.
I don't know. You know, someone should be able to figure this out.
Those days may come. So,
man. Well, I am so thrilled to catch up with you, and I'm looking forward to coming out, and hopefully I'm going to get a chance to meet you and see your place because I'm pretty excited.
Oh, for sure. We will definitely make that happen.
And, well,
we're going to be in back east in the end of July, but just for a few days and then up to Massachusetts.
Are you coming anywhere near New York?
I don't know if I'm going to. I want to. I mean, New York in August, July is not my favorite place to be unless you're in the Hamptons.
But here you go.
However,
you can come out to the Green Diva studio because we do have a nice, cool studio.
You do. New Jersey is lovely in July. I have been there as long as you're by the water. However, I don't know if I'm going to make it down. I have to go to the Berkshires and that area. So.
I lived up there for many years.
Love it up there.
Can I just ask where you're going up there?
The Cape, Hyannisport. That area.
Nice. Oh, well, the Berkshires are in the western Massachusetts.
Right. I'm going to go through. I'm going to go because Ed's sister is in that area.
Oh, nice.
I have friends all up in, you know, upstate New York. And I'm a New Englander at heart, so.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. I keep trying to move back up there. I've lived there several times, and, you know, I'll get back there.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I want people to go visit Bite Size TV and plug in, for now, search Our Greenhouse and check out Rochelle and Ed and their beautiful daughter, Hadley.
Hayden Begley.
I'm sorry. I can't read my own handwriting.
Not the norm.
I love it. Thanks so much, Rochelle.
Thanks to you. And keep up the great work you guys are doing.
Oh, you too.
Bye-bye. So needed.
Aw, thanks.
All right.
Hope you enjoyed that as much as they did. Please visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. For more fun podcasts and information on the Green Divas and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to look for this and other Green Diva Network podcasts on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iTunes, Swell Radio, and Spreaker. Get social with the Green Divas on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Subscribe to the Green Divas YouTube channel to watch them in action. And for all the latest good green news, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.